Our town is haunted by many good deeds that reappear like a country cousin or a truth when language falters these days trying to lie, because Aunt Mabel, an old lady gone now, would have cost even strangers to give bright flowers away quick as a strike. It's deeds like this have weakened me, shaken by intermittent trust, stricken with friendliness. Our senator talked like war, and Aunt Mabel said, "He's a brilliant man, but we didn't elect him that much." Everyone's resolve weakens toward evening, or in a flash, when a face melts, a stranger's even, reminded for an instant between menace and fear. There are Aunt Mabels all over the world, or their graves in the rain. Now, I wanted to try to make a point about what happens in a grandiose way, I'd say in art, or in a small way, and what I'm trying to do. Critics, teachers, all of us ascribe ideas and art accomplishments to various irrelevant, impressive sources. We speak about the great person who must have produced the book or speech or policy. We're impressed by emphasis, a good voice, confidence, etc. But the essential element in accomplishment, the arts, seems to me, is as simple and unassertive as one of these little balances that weighs eggs. Possibilities roll across the attention, and one goes one way, one another. If that balance is off, nothing else can redeem the process. Moreover, results grow from the process itself. Language, ideas, the tangle and richness of images, these, when in operation, bring about new combinations. It is the action that brings the new creative product. We can't stand back and ascribe accomplishment to anything not deriving from the action. Writing, for instance, creates literature. Dismal as this idea is, so. The involvement of a person in the experiments and other processes of science makes a scientist. And it is action with the materials that results in creative work there. People are afraid to believe that their most precious accomplishments come from experience, and that experiences make and judge and establish laws, religions, philosophies, arts. Or so I would say.